Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1831. The topic is mindset, and the title is, What Determines Happiness? I had a client give me a really big compliment, which I really appreciate. It was in their online journal, so I'm going to read it, and then we're going to talk about it. They wrote, You always seem happy. I know not everything we see on social media is the reality of a person's life, but in all of your posts, in all of your podcasts, and I've easily listened to a few hundred at this point, and when I get to see you in person, you're always happy. I can't count the number of times I've heard you tell someone you're quote-unquote always good. So when people ask me how I'm doing, I say I'm always good. And they continue. They said, I want more happiness in my life. I don't imagine you have a fix-everything answer, but I wanted to ask, what do you do to be as happy as you are? That is amazing. That is wonderful because I am absolutely not always happy. I get grumpy and mad, and I would like to do that less often. So the fact that somebody thinks I'm a happy person in general means I'm doing pretty well, but I am definitely not always happy. I get mad, I get frustrated, I get grumpy, all the emotions. You know, I am human. But I do try my best to be as happy as much as I can be. And when I'm unhappy, I try my best to stay calm and articulate this specific issue, whether I'm talking with somebody else or I'm talking internally, maybe I'm mad and frustrated about something. Whether it's to myself or to another person, I choose my words very carefully. So self-talk or talking to the other person. I stay specific to the issue that I'm mad at, and I try to solve it with the least difficulty, the least stress as possible. I do not always handle it well. I make a million and one mistakes, and I would like to take a lot of them back, but I'm working on fixing the future since you can't change the past. But I can learn from the past, so I am working on it. Now, why? Why do I always try to be happy? Because being happy feels good. You know, I've been mad. I've been pissed off at God. I'm a Christian and I believe in God. I've been mad at God before. I've been mad at other people. I've been mad at the world. I have been mad. I've been frustrated. I've been angry. And it doesn't feel good. And worse, it doesn't solve anything. Being mad doesn't make you happy. Being mad doesn't change the situation, the person, or the experience into a happy situation, person, or experience. You can't mad your way into being happy. Being mad makes you mad. Being angry makes you angry. Complaining all the time keeps you focused on the negative crap of life. Being happy, finding the silver linings in the moment you're in, the situation you're in, or with the person you're talking to, can help make you happier sooner and more consistently. Happiness is a choice. That statement will make a lot of people unhappy. Because for a lot of people, being happy doesn't feel like an option. They're going through some crap and they're not happy about it. And they can't feel happiness within it. Now, I've had my share of those kind of moments in life. You know, pain and punishment caused by others but felt by me. Extreme depression, extremely let down, extreme setbacks, extreme failures. I've been in those places and I have talked with thousands of clients who've been in those places. But the only way out of those places is to start to find something to counter those feelings that you can focus on and move closer towards. You may not be ready to find a happy feeling, but can you at least find a not as bad feeling? Something to focus on that's at least neutral. You have to make the choice to work your way out of those dark places when you feel ready to do so. You may not have choiced your way into where you are, but you can choice your way out of it. Happiness is a choice. There's actually a thing called the World Happiness Report. You can check it out, www.worldhappiness.report. literally is a report of the happiness across the world. It's freaking awesome. It's actually really fun if you want to read through that sometime. And there are components of happiness. I'm going to choose some of the words a little bit differently so that way it makes sense for our podcast. But the premise is all the same. There are environmental factors. There are genetics. And then there's choice. Environment, pretty obvious. What's around us? Genetics, what's within us? Choice, the choices we make. So environment, yeah, you know, you lost a bunch of money, you know, got fired from your job, got an injury, you failed a big goal. You know, like, the things around us, if you live in a crappy house and it makes you feel crappy about your life and you can't feel happy because you look around and everything's crap, you know, there's the environment. We know those things, right? Those are typically the things that we think determine our happiness. But there's actually also genetics to happiness, which is really fun. That's actually why I started reading more about it, because I had heard through one of the audiobooks I listened to that there was this genetic component of happiness, and I was like, you gotta be kidding me, like, what is that? I've never heard about that. So I started reading all about it and deep diving into it, and it's super freaking fun. Like, really basic examples is I was born and raised in Pennsylvania. I hate being cold. Just genetically do not like being cold. So while I was growing up, I had always thought of moving down south and trying out warmer weather. I was unhappy in the winter. I was like, why am I living in a place that makes my face hurt? That makes my body hurt? Why am I living in a place that, like, is just uncomfortable? So I wanted to move south. There are people who love being cold. I don't know what's wrong with them, but they have some kind of genetic component and they don't mind being cold. They hate being hot as much as I probably hate being cold. That's just genetics, and then the environment we're in. You know, our genetics determine whether we're happy or unhappy. There are things like facial structures. Some people have certain slants to their eyes or structure of their cheek or a certain frown to their face where they might always look like they're sad. And they've gone through a lifetime of people responding to them and reacting to them as if they were sad. Like, we have what's called mirror neurons where we psychologically respond in kind to other people. So if somebody's walking at us and they're smiling, we tend to smile back and we would have a very happy conversation initially. You know, who knows where it goes from there. If they come at us and they're sad, we would be like kind of somber in our tone. We would actually bring our excitement down and we respond to them more in a neutral way to see if they actually were sad or not sad. So how we look influences how people respond and interact with us. And that's just a genetic component. It is amazing how many genetic components there are that are related to happiness. So there's environment, there's genetics, and then there's choice. What they found in the World Happiness Report is that choice makes up the greatest percentage of what makes us happy. Genetics is actually the second largest contributor. And then what we all blame, environment, actually has the lowest influence on our happiness. Our choices, what we focus on, what we do, what we say, has the largest influence on our happiness. Our choices. So happiness can be influenced by our choices. So therefore, happiness is a choice. That's amazing to know because it means we can have some influence. We can make choices that improve our happiness. I want to give quick couple tips. We're going to look at what we focus on, what we do, and what we say. Two tips for what we focus on that'll increase happiness in your life. Gratitude. Gratitude is an amazing component of happiness. If you try to look at what to be grateful for in life, you will find more of the good things about your life and you'll feel happier about your life. We have podcast 804, which is a mindset podcast titled Brain Dumps and Gratitude Journal. We talked about how that can actually help quality of sleep as well as help your overall happiness and positivity in life. So gratitude, the attitude of gratitude, practicing gratitude, is a wonderful, wonderful thing that we can choose to do that helps improve our focus, which can help our happiness. We also have a podcast, podcast 1527, which is a mindset podcast titled Sliver Linings. This is a joke I make with Meredith. Is there's the term silver linings, which is, you know, you try to find the silver lining in a moment. So when you're going through something that isn't typically good, you try to find a good component in it, a silver lining. It's a phrase. I flip it and say sliver lining because sometimes it's really freaking small. If you really try to dive in there and find anything positive, it can seem so insignificant that it's a sliver, not more than silver, sliver. So sliver linings, podcast 1527. That's how we can improve what we focus on to bring in more happiness, gratitude, and to look for the good, the sliver linings. In what we do, how can we improve our happiness? Have a sense of purpose. Wake up every day with an intention to do something. Why are you alive today? What are you going to do with your life today? What are you going to do? What is a thing that you can do that makes your life better or the world around you or someone else's life better? So that's the second tip under what we do. There's first one is sense of purpose. Second one is to give to others. Do something for someone else. It's amazing how if you make someone else's life happy, that can bring happiness into your life. So wake up with something to do, a sense of purpose. And give to others in whatever way you can, even if it's just listening ear. You know, maybe you don't know what you can give, but listen to them, talk to them, ask questions. You know, give them a voice. Maybe nobody's asked them how they've been doing in a while, right? It doesn't take grand gestures. It literally just people care if you care. They care if anyone cares. So just show someone you care. That can be a huge gift to somebody else. The third thing of our choices is what we say. So we said what we focus on is gratitude and to look for the good, the silver linings. What we do, which is have a sense of purpose for the day and give to others. And then what we say. We want to bring positivity to ourselves. Say positive things about yourself. So often we point out the negatives. And we don't praise ourselves for the things that we do well. We say, oh, well, that should just be, right? If it's, you know, if I did anything good, I'm just supposed to do that. But if I did something bad, I'm a piece of crap. You know, you can hear how extreme that is, right? So we just did a podcast not too long ago, podcast 1819, which was a mindset podcast titled, What's Your Highlight Reel? Learn what your highlight reel is. And be able to say that to yourself. Anytime you're pointing out the lowlights, the negatives, give a counter positive. So we want to have positivity to ourselves. And then in what we say, we want to have positivity to others. When you enter into someone else's life, can you leave their life better? Can you leave it better than what it was when you came into it? This is going to sound really weird, but when you go to a convenience store, fast food, you know, gas station, something like that, it's rare to look the cashier in the eye, smile, and ask them how their day is going. You would be amazed how much that means to that person. So anytime I go through a fast food place, I take sunglasses off from driving because I want them to see my eyes and I want to see their eyes. When I go into a gas station, I try to ask how they're doing, maybe make a little joke, you know, like, oh man, you know, rough day, blah, blah, blah. You just say something small, something goofy. But it's amazing how much that can mean to somebody is to just bring a positive vibe. They've probably been dealing with people who are blowing through the doors, you know, not looking at them, getting the change. Not like everybody's a jerk, but usually everybody just doesn't pay attention to them. They're just a means to an end. But if you look them in the eyes, you smile, and you ask them how their day is going, that can be huge for them. And I try to do that with everybody else. Now, I don't always get this right. I guarantee there are people like, oh gosh, that guy's a jerk half the time to me. I don't mean to be. But it's something that I am mindful of and I try to do, and I'm working to get better at, is when I enter into someone else's life, I want to leave that moment with their life having felt better. Maybe they got to tell me a couple stories about how their day was going, or something that's like a couple things that have happened over the last week for them. So I walk away, they got the experience that somebody heard stuff about their life, they feel better. It can be something as simple as that. Just, hey, how's life going? And then you just ask questions. You don't counter, like you don't compare, you just connect. So when somebody tells you something, don't counter with something that's related. You know, if they're like, oh, I had a rough day. Oh, tell me about it. I had a rough day. Da, da, da. Don't do that. If they go, I had a rough day, you go, oh, how so? They would say, oh, I had a, you know, rough moment. I got double billed, you know, from the internet company. I had to call them and the representative was a jerk. Oh, that's a bummer. Were you able to get that sorted out? Like, what came of it? Ask questions. Just be engaged. That makes a world of difference for people. So if you want to bring more happiness into your life, within what you can control, you might not be able to control your environment. You really can't control your genetics, but you can control your choices. So of what we can control, choose to control it. What we focus on, what we do, what we say, has the largest influence on our happiness. If you want more happiness in your life, choose it. Work on it. Gratitude. Look for the good. Have a sense of purpose. Give to others. Be positive to yourself and be positive to others. It'll work. It'll help. If you need anything, if you want to share anything, if you want somebody to listen, email me. My email is brutalironjim@gmail.com. I wish you all the happiness in the world, and I hope you can work on it. Hope some of this helps. If you need anything, just let me know. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. If you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.